Welcome to this edition of Glancing at the Stars. Last week I mentioned how the planets are the basic building blocks to learn and understand astrology. And if you can grasp the core meaning of each planet, you can comprehend all its derivatives. Today, let's take a look at the planet Venus and its essential nature from an astrological viewpoint. Most of you probably can relate to Venus as the planet of love, and in your birth chart, it will show how you express love and whom you are attracted to. As important as love is to all of us, it is not what I consider the core meaning for Venus. How do we feel when we are truly in love? We feel in harmony, not only with our partner, but also with the world around us. Everything and everyone is easier to deal with when we are in love. Harmony is an essential attribute of Venus. While love usually implies another person, harmony does not. We find harmony in what we love to do, as well as when we are in love. And let's be honest, that's not all the time. So look at Venus in your chart as a clue to how you can find harmony and peace in your life. Being in tune greatly relieves the stress of daily living, and it is not dependent on love from another person. This week, Mercury goes retrograde. That is, it moves backwards as we view it from Earth. This is not necessarily a time to fear signing contracts, computer failures, travel mishaps, and other short circuits that many ascribe to Mercury's retrograde period. Since it will be retrograde for 3 weeks, I will talk about some of the misconceptions of this well-known astrological event next time. Until then, I'm Nick Symington, Glancing at the Stars. Okay.